send emails or text messages about anything at all to 51551, or you can email mooney@rte.ie. I got a text message this morning from a friend of mine, Carl Broderick, and it's a funny one. Can I read it out to you?
Yeah, do please.
Because today, I'm sure you already know, if you're reading your newspapers or if you've been receiving text messages or watching the news or listening to the news on radio, is the 20th anniversary of the very first text message ever sent. We'll tell you more about that later on. But I got this text message, and it's a joke on my phone from Carl. And it says, Bill and Blanche have been married for 50 years. And every year since their honeymoon, they have gone on holiday for 1 week to Blackpool. For some years now, one of the main attractions is the fun ride in a helicopter. As it happens, Bill's lifelong ambition is to travel in a helicopter. So Bill says to Blanche, you know, Blanche, it's my lifelong ambition to ride in a helicopter. I know, Bill, says Blanche, but it's 20 quid, and 20 quid is 20 quid. The pilot, who happens to be sitting nearby, overhears their conversation and says to Bill and Blanche, I'll take you up in the helicopter, and if you manage to stay quiet, I won't charge you for the ride. But if you say one word, and I mean one word, you'll have to cough up the 20 quid. So to cut a long story short, Bill and Blanche jump into the helicopter and up they go. Well, the pilot takes them on the ride of their lives. He does pirouettes, tail slides, backflips, you name it. The pilot does everything he can to get Bill or Blanche to say anything, but not a word. After they land, the pilot turns to Bill and says, I'm really impressed. I did every stunt I could to get you to talk, but not a dicky bird. Amazing, says the pilot. To which Bill replies, I know, I nearly said something when Blanche fell out. But 20 quid is 20 quid. Did I ever tell you the story when I was in this cinema in the Savoy years ago? I can't remember even what movie. Philadelphia, as it happens. And there were two guys and a girl sitting in front of me. And this girl came in when the movie had started. And she has a full-scale conversation with the guy, giving him all this because she was outside waiting for him. And he says to her, I told you I'd meet you at the cinema. I didn't tell you I was bringing you. I swear to God, they sat down there munching on their crisps and knocking back their coke and everything.
I mean, your joke from Carl was a marathon joke. But that's
it's a nice
one of
joke.
My text rules. You got to keep it short. I got a text joke the other day. There was a one liner.
Well, what is it then?
I went to my yoga teacher, and I said, "Yoga teacher, I'd like you to help me to do the splits." And the yoga teacher said to me, "Well, how flexible are you?" And I said, "Well, I can't do Tuesdays."
Yeah.
That's the joke, Gary.
Yeah, but it's not a very good joke.
That's a text joke. That's the big marathon.
But if you were having a yes no campaign poll, which was the better joke, you'd have to say mine was the better joke. Well, Carl's was the better joke, and he got it from somebody else.
Mine is a better joke.
It's a good joke. Come on, you wouldn't know a good joke if it slapped you in the face. We have received one text message in to 51551 saying perhaps there are too many text maniacs out there. I couldn't agree more. And you were saying something to me during the break as well.
I mean, I think the worst thing you can do, and I think most people will have had a moment where you press send and it's to the wrong person, a bit like the emails or whatever. But I remember once coming home from an event and drink was taken and I was sending my husband a text, but I actually sent it to you.
Was
instead.
It a booty call?
No, it wasn't a booty call.
But I a booty text.
Derek, and I said, I'd get an awful fright if he opens this. So I rang you because I knew I could ring you. And I said, look, I have sent you a text. I'm asking you not to open it. It's for somebody else. And you didn't open it because I know.
No, I don't even remember.
No,
but
I know.
If somebody said to me, don't open something.
Yeah, I know.
I remember accidentally handing a letter to somebody with no name on it. I had two letters and they read it. I said, this letter isn't for me. And I was kind of thinking, well, why did you read it? It's not addressed to you. Why are you reading it? But you shouldn't read something that's not for you.
I know. It's
happened in the office when letters arrive on the desk and it mightn't be for you. And you open it and realise,
I know.
But see it back up again. But I'd never look at it. Once you realise, you see the first name, you know, it's not yours. Seal it immediately.
I think if somebody said to me, don't read that text message, I would.
I know, that's what I was kind of thinking. But I actually knew he wouldn't.
I would really find it, Tiff.
It's that feeling when you've sent the wrong person.
That emptiness in your stomach.
And the panic and the surge of kind of, how am I going to sort this out? How am I going to respond to
you
this?
You can't take it back.
And you can't
you
take
haven't
it back.
Read your texticket. See? Texticket. Texticket.com.
What's that?
Had a big rule. Textetiquette.com. They have a huge, big, long list of do's and don'ts. And number two on the do's and don'ts. Do check the recipient's number before you hit send.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, it makes sense.
What else have they got in there? I'm curious.
Now, here it is. Number one is do keep it light and simple. Yep. No one wants to read long text messages on a text device. You know, I would think that's perfectly reasonable, but I appear to be in a minority because I see people texting me marathon emails on their text machine. So, you know, it's on textetiquette.com, but it doesn't seem to be in keeping with the norm. Do use texting for messages that cannot be misinterpreted. And that's the whole thing. You know, if you say that little boy-girl thing again we were talking about, if you say sorry on a text message, it could mean, I am really genuinely sorry for offending you, da da da. Or it could mean, well, I'm sorry, some, you know, you know, sarcastic thing. You have no tone, you have no nuance,
no.
You have no nonverbal communication.
Yeah.
So, you know, this whole thing is, whereas if you send a telephone number, you know, what's so-and-so's telephone number? You text it. There's a telephone number. It's a strict piece of information that cannot be misinterpreted.
Anyway, we'll talk more about text messaging because it is the 20th anniversary later on. Now, it is 20 years ago to the day since the very first text message on December 3rd, 1992. A message saying Merry Christmas became the very first SMS text message ever sent. It was sent by a phone engineer by the name of Neil Papworth, who I'm delighted to say is on the other end of our phone. Hello, Neil. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Great to talk to you. So tell me, why did you send the message? How come you ended up sending the message? And who are you sending it to? And what did they say in return?
Well, I was working for a company back then called Sema Group, and we'd been contracted by Vodafone to develop them the messaging system to install in their site in the UK. So I was involved in the development of the system, and then eventually I ended up going down to Vodafone in Newbury to install the system and to help integrate it and test it with the Vodafone engineers back then. And then eventually it was all fit to be set free, so to speak, into the real world. And then one day I was down there and Vodafone had decided they wanted to send this message to one of their people, Richard Jarvis, who was at a Christmas party for Vodafone, who was on the other side of town. So I sat down at the terminal, typed in the message and sent it to Richard. And that's how it came to pass, so to speak.
And he didn't reply to you?
No, he didn't reply to me, because back then, he wasn't being rude, back then the phones could only receive, they couldn't send, so that's why.
And just Merry Christmas. That was it. Nothing else.
Yeah,
not Merry Christmas, Richard. Hi Christmas, have a Merry Christmas. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. Hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas. Just Merry Christmas.
It's a short message, right?
an SMS is a short message service.
Yeah,
isn't that it?
You don't need to bump it up with anything. You just be short and get to the point.
And what do you do now?
I work for a company called Tekelec. I'm still working in mobile telecoms. We do the kind of back room equipment you plug all of your or the operators plug all their equipment together and helps all their equipment communicate and makes it easier for them to route messages between each other and prevent system overloads and things like that. So we kind of keep all of these networks running. So, yeah, I enjoy doing that. I'm a software architect there.
When you did that message at the time, could you have imagined how it would take off?
Oh, absolutely no idea. I mean, back then, it was Vodafone's were thinking this was going to be used as an executive pager for secretaries to get hold of their bosses on the road and probably tell them where to go and what to do. But, you know, I never heard anything back then of any talk about anything about the monster it's become since then and all the different wide range of uses that it's now used for.
And I don't know how many messages are sent worldwide today, but it must be in the hundreds of millions, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've heard the numbers of the trillions.
Wow. Isn't that extraordinary? And everyone costs a few bob, no doubt about it. Some are free, depending on the package you have, but ultimately you're paying for it. Brenda, you want to say something?
Yeah, I think, Neil, you have created a wonderful monster as well, because if you ever look at the abbreviations for the texts, they're hilarious. Let me give you one here. HRU-FWIW WUC-IWUG.
Which is,
you know that, Neil, do you?
I don't know that one, no.
But you invented it.
I didn't invent anything. I just sent the first
message. No, you didn't send the first message.
Oh, what is okay. It? Yeah, it's a, how are you for what it's worth, what you see is what you get.
S-O-Z, short for sorry. M-F-E-O, made for each other. I never heard that one before, M-F-E-O.
All right.
TTFN, ta-ta for now. LOL is... Laugh
well,
at
we
that.
All know LOL. Yeah.
But anyway, it's lovely to talk to you, Neil. You're part of history, whether you wanted to be or not, whether you imagined you would be or not. You are part of history.
Yeah, I didn't imagine I would be, but I'm happy I could help in my own way.
Well, listen, as we sign off, I just want to send a very brief and short message to you now. Are you ready?
I am.
You can decide whether to reply or not yourself. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you too.